Hi folks, this is your Tracking Board Czar Mike, here with a preview of the treasures you'll find at www.trackingboard.com for this January 2016. How have you been? Myself, I've been a bit sad all month. Normally, this is the part where I'd make jokes about Dame Maggie Smith's muff, or mention the fact that the working title for the Independence Day sequel was Independence Day, Hirsch Goldblum Pussy Patrol. But right now, I just feel too fucking sad. This month, we lost two of the greats, and it hurts. Alan Rickman. Fuck. Who's gonna try to kill John McClane now? That dude from Deadwood? Some Russian guy? And who's gonna take out that little shit Harry Potter? Rest in peace, Hans. And Bowie. Who's gonna fall to earth for us? Dance the magic dance for us? Rock a bodacious codpiece for us? Let us know that we're not alone. Who else is going to change the face of music, fashion, film, theater, and the world as we know it, in the same way? Answer? Nobody. We've lost a friend. A champion for all us misfits, and we will never forget him. Goodbye, Ziggy, you thin white duke, you star man gazing in the sky. We love you. But the show must go on, for the writers keep writing and the dreamers keep dreaming. And to those who greenlit a new labyrinth days after Bowie's death, I'd like to offer my response. Fuck you! Let's dive right into a look at January's spec and pitch sales. First up, we have a pitch. Dead Mall, by Nat Faxon and Jim Rash. Set in a shuttered mall that's fallen into disrepair, the slasher comedy follows an ensemble of 40-year-old men and women trying to escape a slasher film-quality killer. Slasher film-quality killer? What does that mean? Slow with a disdain for boobies? Anyway, Faxon and Rash, with director Alexander Payne, won the 2011 award for Best Adapted Screenplay, and were the writer co-directors behind 2013's The Way, Way Back, which I've seen twice. The project is set up at Fox and is produced by the writers and Kevin Walsh. The writers are rep by CAA. Faxon is managed by Principato Young, Rash by Primary Wave Entertainment. And that's it. One measly sale. January. The spec market is crappy and so are the releases. So I want to highlight two projects. A sale from December and a spec that's burning a hole through the town. First up we have the spec, Guess Who's Coming to Christmas, which has been pitched as a trilogy. Logline. A middle-class, suburban, mixed-race father, think The Rock or Ice Cube, finds his conservative world turned upside down when his daughter comes back from college with her new fiancé, hip-hop star Killer B, think O'Shea Jackson, in the vein of Meet the Parents, Father of the Bride, and Daddy's Home. The writers are Greg Rawson and Brian Sawyer, who last year made waves when they set up their action comedy spec The Met Gala Heist, about a female Ocean's 11, at New Line. Together they have written TV films such as Christmas Consultant, Pete's Christmas, Santa Switch, North Pole, and North Pole Open for Christmas, which makes their Christmas credentials unimpeachable. They are also the duo behind one of the all-time great comedy short films, Tex, the passive-aggressive gunslinger, which stars Bob Balaban as just that. Check it out on YouTube. The script is rolling out into all the majors, so look out. Sawyer and Rawson are rep by Chris Sablin and Jordan Bayer of Original Artists, and are managed by Jonathan Hung of Hung Entertainment. Lastly, we have the pitch, Untitled Jason Moore Comedy Project, which sold to Universal back in December. Logline, after carrying out a heroic act that puts her in an international spotlight, an ordinary woman sells her life rights to the world's biggest movie star, who tags along to prepare to play her. Why did I bring this up? Because someone's clearly a fan of The Hard Way, and that movie's fucking awesome. Jason Moore's best known as the director of Pitch Perfect in 2015's Sisters. He's rep by Sarah Self at William Morris Endeavor and is managed by Chris Donnelly of LBI Entertainment. This concludes our tracking board update for January 2016.